True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. The 18 victims who were from Bucks County are being remembered at the Garden of Reflection in Lower Makefield. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there with the story.
9 out of the 18 victims from Bucks County were from here in Lower Makefield. Those in attendance here at the Garden of Reflection come back year after year to tell the story of those they lost on that day 24 years ago. Many of them worked in the World Trade Center in New York. Organizers of the remembrance ceremony always encourage people to stop by and walk through the park throughout the day. There is a lot to take in here, including a beam from the World Trade Center, twin fountains surrounded by glass panels etched with the names of the Bucks County victims, and then there are panels with all the names of the victims who were killed in the attacks. There are also 42 small lights, one for each child in Pennsylvania who lost a parent on 9/11. In Lower Makefield, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
About a dozen Philadelphia police officers were sent to New York to help with recovery and communications at Ground Zero. Now many of them are sick, and they say the city won't acknowledge their injuries. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the story.
Now retired, former Commander Mark Fisher needs a lung transplant.
It's been a struggle.
Fisher was one of several Philadelphia police officers sent to New York in 2001 to help recover human remains.
It was nonstop.
He spent 2 weeks working in toxic debris and ash.
10 inches of dust on the sidewalk and in the streets. As you were walking, you were kicking the dust up.
While he was there, he also injured his leg.
And as I'm getting stitched up, there's rescue dogs that were being treated by the veterinarians because their paws were burnt.
Fisher, who has never smoked, says he was diagnosed more than a decade ago with lung disease by doctors with the World Trade Center health program.
My life expectancy after transplants might only be 5 years. That kind of burns me up because the city hasn't acknowledged my ailments.
Several of the officers who went to Ground Zero first pleaded with the city to acknowledge their illness in 2020, which would allow them certain benefits. They were denied, but they've now reignited their appeal. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council reconvenes after a 3-month summer break. They have a lot to tackle this fall, including preparations for America's 250th anniversary next year. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Housing, 2026, neighborhood quality of life, and SEPTA are among the issues that City Council members say they'll focus on through the end of the year. Housing Chair Jamie Gauthier says Council passed Mayor Sherelle Parker's home initiative last spring, but they didn't agree on how the $800 million would be spent.
My focus will be on how we use that money to help the people who most need it in the city, and in a way that will help us make the biggest dent in the housing crisis.
There are a number of issues associated with 2026 events. Rue Landau says she's revisiting outdoor dining rules to help restaurants accommodate more diners. Councilman Mark Squillis says he's looking for a plan to improve the Market East Corridor.
To make sure that we're ready not only for the long term, but the short term, 2026, and how we're going to have our East Market Corridor perform for all the visitors and the residents and people who work here.
Squilla is also among several council people who say they'll be introducing bills to address nuisance businesses and behavior. Council President Kenyatta Johnson says he'll be working on a long-term sustainable funding plan for SEPTA. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia School District has posted the data it will use to determine which school buildings should be fixed, consolidated, or closed. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Now posted on the district's website are facility scores for more than 300 school buildings. 21% of Philly schools are listed as severely underutilized, and more than a third, 34%, are in poor or unsatisfactory condition. District Communications Chief Alex Coppedge says it's too soon to read into the recommendations for individual schools.
The data alone does not dictate the outcome of a school, and it's just a piece of a puzzle that will be a part of deeper analysis.
Superintendent Tony Watlington says right now no decisions have been made, but they're coming.
There are no fixed decisions at this point. And the short answer is we can't answer any of those questions right now about which schools will close, but we can surely say some will.
The district is expected to present its facilities recommendations to the school board in November, with a vote expected by the end of December. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.